It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carbone, our MSO Baseball Insider. And Andy, the Red Sox have a winning streak going here. They've clinched a playoff berth. And so what's ahead for the Sox?
Well, you're right, Bill. They are riding a six-game winning streak. Last week they went 6-0, and now they're coming back home to wrap up the regular season with seven games, three with the Blue Jays beginning tonight, followed by four against the Houston Astros. And they're just down to a three-game magic number to clinch the AL East. So some celebrations could be happening inside the Red Sox locker room soon enough.
Yep, just a few days here. I think there's a bunch of good news stories. And you and I talked about David Price about a week or so ago. He's come back. Now, I'm not saying I've caught every game, but it sounds to me like he's come back and done a great job.
Yeah, he's had two appearances so far. He's pitched four and a third scoreless innings of relief. He actually picked up the win on Friday night in Cincinnati in relief of Rick Porcello, going two and a third innings of scoreless relief. So that's definitely a weapon the Red Sox will have going into the playoffs. Obviously, he's not going to be stretched out far enough to become a starting pitcher again this season. But if one of the starters do struggle early on, you can bring in Price for two, three, maybe four innings. And then, of course, if it's a tight game and you need another lefty to get out a tough left-handed hitter, you have another option in the bullpen there as well.
Well, Andy, what were some of the highlights this week for the team?
Well, really all positive notes throughout, Bill, with the six-game winning streak. It all started back on Monday, an 11-inning matchup when the Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 10-8. Red Sox coming back from three different deficits to win that game. So, again, the Red Sox just continue to roll along nicely in the extra frames. Next night on Tuesday in Baltimore, another 11-inning game. Red Sox win 1-0. And the only run of the game was scored on a wild pitch as Jackie Bradley Jr. came home to score. It's the first time since 1916 Red Sox won a 1-0 game on a wild pitch. So after Tuesday's game, Red Sox now sit at 15-3 in extra inning games this season. So that's quite a feat in itself. Wednesday night, Chris Sale back to his dominant self against Baltimore. Eight shutout innings, his 17th win, 13 Ks. He now has 300 strikeouts on the season, becoming just the second player in Red Sox history to reach the 3,000 strikeout mark. Of course, Pedro Martinez has the team record of 313. That was back in 1999. And with that win on Wednesday night, the Red Sox did clinch the playoff spot. And the Red Sox went to Cincinnati over the weekend, took care of business as they should have, with Cincinnati struggling this year with the three-game sweep. Again, David Price had the win on Friday night. Eduardo Rodriguez, arguably his best start of the season on Saturday, going 7 2/3 shutout innings. And then yesterday, the Red Sox came from behind, scoring four times in the eighth inning to beat the Reds 5-4. Mookie Betts had a bases load double, then he scored the go-ahead run on an infield single. Betts also had two outfield assists in yesterday's game. So the Red Sox have a 50 come-from-behind wins of the season. Everything is positive as you head on into the playoffs, no question about it.
Andy, I love the fact that you researched this for us. We talked about it last week about the Red Sox playing a lot of extra innings, and that's the case this year, isn't it?
No question about it. As I mentioned, they're 15-3 in extra inning games, and they've played the most extra innings in the majors this season. They've played 59 extra innings this season. So that's a bunch of free baseball for people out there, that's for sure.
It's a lot of extra commercials for the folks, too, on the radio, that's for sure. There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. No question about it.
All right. Any other notes from around Major League Baseball? Well, we got the Major League Baseball notes still to come here. Yeah, in fact, let's go to the Major League Baseball notes. And I know that one of the stats you have down near the end with the Indians is just staggering. But let's begin with some of the MLB notes, if you could.
Well, we'll kind of bounce around a little bit. We'll start back on Monday. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw gave up his first career grand slam. He had faced 103 batters with the bases loaded before that happened back on Monday. Tuesday, Major League Baseball set a season record for home runs of the season, 5,694. That broke the old record that set back in 2000. So the question will be, can Major League Baseball players combine for 6,000 home runs of the season? So we'll get a week to do it. We will see. Back in the middle of the week on Wednesday, Marlins outfielder Giancarlo Stanton at home run number 56. Indians keep on winning. Indian shortstop Francisco Lindor, his 31st home run. That set a major league record for a switch-hitting shortstop. And a little bit of a sad story on Wednesday. A two-year-old girl injured with hit in the face with a foul ball at Yankee Stadium, and ball traveling 105 miles per hour. So, of course, that brings up the talk of adding more netting down each baseline around the infield area to try to protect fans. And then you go into the weekend. Friday, the Dodgers clinched their fifth consecutive NL West title. And then I mentioned the Indians, winning 29 out of 31 after winning again yesterday. Yankees on Saturday, go back to Saturday, they clinched a wild card berth. So lots of good MLB nuggets out there. And also yesterday, add this one too, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge, two more home runs. You know, it's 48 on the season, just one shy of the major league record for a rookie, which was Mark McGwire, hitting 49 back in 1987.
Oh, wow. Again, great stats. Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. Andy, if you were to assess, we've talked from time to time about positional players with the Red Sox, starting pitching, bullpen, middle relief, closing, and all of that stuff. Let's look at the positional players just as a wrap-up question for me, from me, rather. Pick one, pick two, whatever, but have things come together at all with positional players at all since in the last several weeks?
Well, I would say so, Bill. I mean, you look at the outfield, that's obviously set. That's been a strong suit all year long. The infield, you're going to see Rafael Devers playing third going into the postseason. Could see him sit against a left-handed starter. Maybe Eduardo Rodriguez comes back to play third against a lefty. So they do have a couple options at that position. Obviously, short and second are affirmed, and so is in first base with Mitch Moreland. You know, we have to see again about the Eduardo Nunez situation coming back from the injury. Of course, he can bounce around, play all infield positions. You know, catching is solid with Vasquez and Leon. Obviously, Vasquez is the highest average hitting catcher in the American League right now. So everything's looking up on the positional players for the Red Sox going into the postseason. Now you add David Price into the bullpen. That should help. Starting pitching seems to be in a little bit of a roll in the last week and a half or so. So everything's a bright spot out there. I can't really come up with any real major negatives to be concerned about as they head into this final week. Just try to stay healthy and see who you match up against with in the American League Division Series.
So if we were to put a little emoji next to your report this week, we'd have a yellow, happy, smiling face, right?
Yeah, believe it or not, I guess I'll take that for once. It doesn't happen, obviously, with my Red Sox reports, but we'll have a little happy face, considering we have a potential AL East crown coming up here soon, a definite trip to the postseason, so I guess you can't frown too much on that.
Yeah, we'll put a little alarm clock next to it, noting that it's not forever, but it's at least for right now, right?
That's a fair call. That's a fair call.
Okay. It sounds like I know my emojis. All right. All right. Andy, anything else you want to share with us?
Another note, which is kind of interesting out of the Red Sox side of things back on Saturday. Reds relief pitcher Lucas Farrell pitched a scoreless ninth inning. And that's the son of Red Sox manager John Farrell. The Farrell's become the first father-son combination to have the manager be the father and the son being a pitcher on the opposing team. So that was a little interesting little nugget that dropped in there from Major League Baseball over the weekend.
You got it. All right, there he is, Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.